The Zarco 66 gas station in Lawrence, Kansas looks like any old filling station, and it is for the most part. It has an Island Oasis theme, hence the steel drum music, and a convenience store that sells sodas and sandwiches. But here's what really sets it apart. It's the first station in the country to sell a newly approved blend of gasoline alongside the usual unleaded regular and diesel varieties. The new gas is called E15 because it contains 15% ethanol. Most gas we pump is already blended with ethanol. Sometimes it contains as much as 10%. The Environmental Protection Agency approved E15 in June after a three-year regulatory process. The Zarco station started selling it in July.
Well, you know, it's going to take a little time in order to implement E15. There's some other hurdles that we have to overcome.
That's Scott Zaremba. He's the owner of that Zarco 66 gas station, as well as a chain of other gas and convenience stores in eastern Kansas. He's had an interest in renewable fuels for years. Yes, Zaremba says, going from 10% ethanol to 15% may not seem like much. But if E15 catches on, the ripple effects could be huge.
It expands our ability in order to have domestically produced transportation energy. So if you take 5% and place that in our entire feedstock for the United States, you know, we can have an impact on the importation of foreign oil.
More gas stations can start selling E15 this week after air quality restrictions on gasoline eased this past weekend. The question is, will they? Some car manufacturers say using E15 could hurt car engines and void your warranty. In fact, they joined with the grocery and oil and gas industries to sue the EPA. They argued that the ruling could artificially boost food prices and make gas stations liable for customers whose car warranties are voided. A federal appeals court dismissed the suit, saying the trade groups presented only speculative and indirect claims. The issues haven't deterred Zaremba.
We see it being something that can move out throughout the rest of the United States. And again, somebody has to be the first, and somebody has to show that we can get it done.
The EPA approved E15 for use in cars that are already on the road. You don't have to have a special car or special engine. According to the EPA, all you need is a car that was built since 2001. Still, even the Renewable Fuels Association expects the adoption of E15 to be slow. Gas stations need time to comply with EPA regulations. Zaremba already had the right pumps to make E15 work. Stations in Nebraska and Illinois are expected to follow suit in the coming days. And in Iowa, a huge corn and ethanol state, the Iowa Renewable Fuel Association is putting out billboards touting E15's arrival in the state. It makes sense that farm country would embrace more ethanol more quickly. After all, most of their ethanol comes from just down the road. Zaremba's gas stations buy their ethanol from East Kansas Agri Energy, an ethanol plant about an hour south of Lawrence. It looks like a bustling highway rest stop with a factory plopped on top of it, trucks pulling in and out, dropping off corn and picking up ethanol. Truckers drive the ethanol back up to Zaremba's gas stations and mix it with gasoline so customers can pump it into their cars.
I don't expect this thing to just explode, but obviously now that we have it rolled out, we'll be putting together some detailed plans of how we get this more of E15 off of the consumers here in our area.
That's Steve Gardner, general manager of the ethanol plant. The plant makes about 110,000 gallons of ethanol every day after grinding about 40,000 bushels of corn, which the plant buys from nearby farmers. Though just a handful of gas stations are expected to offer E15 this month, Gardner says it's an important first step.
The typical consumer hears these interviews and reads it in the paper. That's all the exposure they've had up until this point. Now they can actually feel it and touch it at the pump.
Sure, some drivers may now be able to feel and touch E15, but will they pump it? Jeremy Bernfeld, Harvest Public Media.